Ports on the East Coast are looking forward to late 2014 when the Panama Canal completes its big expansion. On the West Coast, not so much. That's because more goods will be able to bypass Western ports, especially here in Los Angeles. To stay competitive, LA has launched a multi-billion dollar effort to transform the county's sprawling ports into what it calls an international gateway. Now, that project has run into a pair of high-profile lawsuits by environmentalists seeking to halt construction of a $500 million rail yard next to the Port of Los Angeles. NPR's Kirk Ziegler has the story.
Combined, the side-by-side ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles handle almost half of all of the consumer goods shipped into the U.S., and this clearinghouse of globalization takes up a lot of real estate. Drive over the Vincent Thomas Bridge, and stacks of blue and red cargo containers stretch for miles in every direction.
And of course, when you come over the bridge, it is unbelievable. I mean, we have so many terminals here.
Wally Baker's face widens into a big grin as he surveys the panoramic view from a dock at the LA Maritime Museum. He can make sense of this overwhelming scene, telling you exactly what each of the skyscraper-sized cranes and trucks and ships are doing here at any moment.
We have a huge amount of capacity, and you would think that's going to be enough. But the reality is, it won't be enough.
Not enough, he says, to compete with a wider Panama Canal that industry analysts say could send about 20% to 30% of the Port of LA's business to the Gulf and East Coast. That's why Baker is spearheading an effort with local unions called Beat the Canal. Job number one is to get a new rail yard built a few miles east of these docks.
That's a big advantage, is that you can take stuff off the ship, have it there in a couple of hours, build the train, go to Chicago, and you don't stop.
Right now, most cargo has to be trucked off-site to rail yards 25 miles away, in some cases further.
Sometimes when the traffic's terrible, we have to drive 3-4 hours, come back from San Bernardino to here, to the LA port.
Jose Machuca is one of the thousands of truck drivers who move the freight from the ships to those rail yards every day. He thinks a new rail yard closer in is a good idea because shorter trips would mean fewer hours stuck in traffic and more money in his pocket.
We like to work 8-10 hours a day, but not 14, 16. You know, it's a lot.
But where people like Jose Machuca or Wally Baker see commerce and the potential for new jobs, others see a much bleaker scene if the rail yard gets built. There are predictions that the rail yard would add up to 5,000 new truck trips a day here, belching more diesel exhaust into air that's already polluted by ships, power plants, and oil refineries. And that's at the heart of the lawsuits to stop the project.
When something's wrong, you gotta stand up and say, this is wrong, we cannot allow it to move forward.
Angela Logan runs a group called East Yard Communities for Environmental Justice, which is joining with the Natural Resources Defense Council in one of the court challenges. He isn't buying promises that the new rail yard will be a green facility and help reduce pollution.
It's like saying, you know, don't worry about it, it's a cigarette, but it's a filtered cigarette.
Exhibit A for the opposition's case is West Long Beach, which lies just a couple hundred yards from the proposed site. The working-class neighborhood is a mix of African-Americans and immigrants from Mexico. Here, health studies have long found alarmingly high rates of asthma and cardiovascular disease. At the Westside Christian Church on Willow Street, Veronica Guerrero, the wife of the pastor here, says she and her neighbors are well aware of the risks of living downwind of all of this industrial activity.
But on top of that, we have these projects that are trying to get closer to the neighborhoods than they already are, and that really bothers me. That really worries me.
Whether the port can stay competitive is not Guerrero's concern. She says she and many of her neighbors feel powerless. Backers of the rail yard project, she says, can't appreciate their situation.
Even I have heard other arguments like, if you don't like it here, why don't you leave? You know? It's not that easy.
So you've got locals talking about environmental justice and the businessmen and unions talking about economic growth, and both sides have their own studies that show pollution increasing or decreasing if the rail yard gets built. One of the only certainties at this point is that the lawsuits will slow everything down. And back at the Port of LA, Wally Baker of Beat the Canal says that sends the wrong message.
that it takes 8 years or 12 years to get your project in place, and that somebody can sue you even though you did everything they wanted to do. You spent $40 million and then somebody still wants to sue you. That's a really bad message.
Now, even without a court battle, the proposed $500 million rail yard wouldn't be built in time for the expected opening of the widened Panama Canal. That's scheduled for later next year, just about the time LA's project hoped to break ground. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.